It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Welcome to the Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy. And with me, the People's Champ.
The champ is here.
Vino. Vince.
The champ
Welcome
is
back
here.
To the show.
Oh, you are a fool.
I'm an excited fool at that.
NBA Finals.
Oh, best of seven. Wow.
Yeah.
Start of the year, man. Who would have thought we'd be sitting here talking about Golden State versus the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Not me. That's for sure. I was thinking Lakers all the way. No, it's so bloody refreshing to have the Warriors in, the Cavs in, no Spurs, no Heat, no nothing. Just two teams.
LeBron's still there, so, you know.
Yeah, but it's two different teams. It's two teams that haven't won. Well, Cavs have never won a title, and the City hasn't won a major title since 54.
Mm-hmm.
And
Warriors been like 40 years since they
40 years for the since, Warriors since they won
since Rick Barry
won the title.
Woo.
Can't wait. I might be burnt out by the time it gets here.
I'm sorry, I'm a little excited, so
my apologies. You just take it easy, mate. I've had a cup of tea. You need to have a cup of tea and just a biscuit and lie down.
Funny thing is, I've had two cups of tea and about five biscuits before we started recording tonight.
Is that your dinner?
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. No, the wife looks after you. That's good.
Ton of stuff. Before we get cracking with the show, I just want to say a big thank you to all the Courtside members out there for listening to us, putting up with us, downloading, subscribing to the show, leaving your comments week after week. We're finally here, guys. We're finally at the finals. It's been a doozy. So let's jump into it. Cavs.
Let's jump.
Cavs. Warriors, game ones. I was thinking the other day, Vince, it's funny, you know, LeBron James and the way he's just carried this Cleveland team, he really is one of those. I mean, look, the Jordan comparisons aside, oh my God, I'm so sick of talking about that.
Oh, could we not?
He really is.
We all know he's Jordan's greatest in the story. Go ahead.
He is. LeBron James is a once-in-a-lifetime player.
He is, but he's just not MJ.
Well, look, but we're never going to see a guy like LeBron.
Yes, we will.
You reckon we will?
Yeah, come on, mate.
He can do all the things LeBron could do at his height and size.
Did Magic do all that? Just not as athletic. Probably didn't have a three-point shot, but everything else was there.
Pretty close.
Didn't Larry do that?
Larry, come on.
Didn't Pip do that?
No.
Listen, I'm telling you, don't shortchange Scotty.
I'm not shortchanging. Scotty's one of the best small forwards ever.
Thank you. That's all I need. Carry on.
The other side to that was, I was going to say, is Steph Curry, a once-in-a-lifetime shooter. I mean, not to take away from his playmaking ability and, you know, his handles, but, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a guy shoot quite the way Curry does. Everything he puts up, I really feel like it's going in.
He does, doesn't it?
It's so retarded.
It's like the other day when I said, I only went 7-for-9. Like, I was joking, but it's like, man, he only hit 7 threes.
Yeah. What, you missed 2? What do you mean?
But the thing I like about Curry is he's not just the great shooter. He is the playmaker. He does get guys some easy baskets. I've seen him hit Bogut that many times.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about it. I mean, Reggie Miller was a great shooter, but he wasn't a really good playmaker. I know he wasn't a point guard, but, you know, he wasn't either a creator either. Ray Allen was okay at it. But, yes, Steph, he's what you say, once-in-a-lifetime.
Once-in-a-lifetime shooter, man.
Yep.
I really do believe that. Look, let's get in the matchup and get into some X factors for this series because I'm pretty pumped to talk about it. We talk off air about this series and it really is one of those series that could go either way. Like I know I've had trouble just sort of deciding with a prediction for this series, but I mean, going into all my lead up work, I thought I had it nailed out, and then through my notes, I'm sort of talk myself out of it and then back into it, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a great series to watch.
I'm not sure I can pick a winner.
Oh.
I haven't picked my winner. I know I've got to, but like you said, man, I kid you not, at night I've been lying in bed and I'm going, who is going to win this series? And how? And who's got to be an X factor? And I can't pick a winner just yet.
Yeah.
I know I have to by the end of the show. But
let's let our notes do the talking then, shall we? I think one of the biggest things we should really kick off with is obviously that last game between Golden State and Houston and the concussion Klay Thompson suffered.
Yep.
Man, hats off to him for playing out the rest of that game. I mean, look, I know what was on the line for those guys, so you'd kind of expect it, but to actually play through a concussion, to be bleeding from the ear and puking up after the game, I mean, that's rough.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I didn't know he was puking up after the game.
Yeah.
A few people have been uproar about it, you know, how the medical staff could clear him, but I think he developed the symptoms afterwards, but what the hell do I know? I'm not a freaking doctor. Probably shouldn't have been out there, but I'm tipping after the finals that the NBA implement some kind of concussion test before a player can come on.
Well, they have one.
Do they?
They do have one.
Yeah.
And I have
just
seen it.
Just don't use it.
Well, it kind of feels like the rules were bent, you know, and I suppose that's the whole discussion with it, is that, you know, maybe the Golden State Warriors held off with their diagnosis so it could finish out the game. I mean, from all reports today, you know, Steve Kerr expects him to be ready for game one, so that's at least a good sign. The rest now between the start of this series is both a plus and a minus, but definitely a good thing for both teams. Both teams carrying injuries. Of course, Clay, we just spoke about the concussion, but Irving gets some rest on the other side of this as well.
Yeah, I had this discussion with a friend the other day, and I'm glad to have a long rest. Mm. I'm actually a massive fan of what the NFL does. As soon as the two teams are decided for the Super Bowl, they get a week off and they play it then the following week. I think the NBA should do the same. Because there's no excuses then. Like, everyone's fresh. Every team's got niggles. That they would love to just a week off just to try and freshen up and lessen the niggles a bit. So at least when game one happens, everyone's fresh. You know, they've had rehab. They've tried to get them on the niggles out, and so there's no excuses.
So we're basically getting a better, higher quality game because guys are a bit more rested and ready to go. Literally is the best two teams about to head off.
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, I'm expecting a bit of rust, except for Curry. He's immune to rust on the jump shot, but I think they'll be a little rusty, both teams.
Yep.
But that'll sort itself out.
By the first quarter, I reckon?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, I just think it's a good thing, rest, you know, for the start of the NBA Finals.
Mm. Two rookie coaches, Steve Kerr, David Blatt. Usually I look at, you know, a coach, the ability to out-coach the other coach, but I don't know if we're going to see that this series.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know a lot about David Blatt, but he's actually he's won a couple of European championships, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And there was one team that had no business winning the title. They shouldn't have even been near it. But he's coaching, he just got the best out of the group and they ended up winning the title. So Steve Kerr's a hell of a, mate, you know how highly I think of Steve Kerr.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing.
When you got it, you got it, right?
That's it. He's learned from the best too, so it's going to be interesting. I think Blatt's just got
a bit more experience.
He does, but
I think the advantage is Blatt has obviously the experience, especially on a world stage, but Steve Kerr, being a former NBA player and being in the league for so long, has the NBA game experience maybe down a little bit more. I mean, we've seen some questionable calls, you know, in the past from David Blatt, so I don't know. I hope he doesn't come undone in the finals.
I don't think he will, but you know, the thing about Blatt is that everyone knows they wouldn't have hired David Blatt if they knew LeBron was coming. They hired him before he knew that he wanted to go there back home. I think that puts a little bit of a stank on Blatt, but he knows what he's doing. A massive part of me wants Cleveland to win just for David Blatt because he's copped it so much all season.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, look, the stakes are high for Cleveland. I mean, if they lose this, the Cleveland curse lives on. But if they win it, I mean, it's a big, fresh breath of air for those guys.
Well, all the pressure's on Cleveland and LeBron, isn't it?
Pretty much. It feels that way anyway. I mean, the upside is, you know, I said it in our series against the Hawks with Cleveland. The upside for Cleveland is they have the best player in the world on their team right now.
Yeah.
And the biggest X factor of all, because a guy of that caliber on any given night has the ability to explode.
Is it just me or is this, and you're right, but is it just me, is this best playoffs LeBron's had?
I don't think so, but I think it has that stigma behind it because he's doing it by himself. Regular season aside, Vince, he's dragged this playoff team all the way to the chip. Well, to the final dance.
One reason why I think it's his finest or best playoffs is, and I've keep harping on about it, I've had text conversations with Craig Moulton about it, the maturity factor. It's crazy as it sounds. The guy's nearly 31 and he just looks to be more mature out there, leading a lot better than he did in Miami.
I think
and his first stint in Cleveland. I think he's matured a lot, and I think he sees the game a bit better, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah. I mean, it's that thing, right? It's like, yes, he knows what it takes to win an NBA title, but he also knows what it takes to lose one. And I think that's a big factor in Cleveland's chances of winning this thing. I mean, it's that whole Michael Jordan theory, you know, for all the game winners of hit, there's been a million of missed.
Yep. But I said this to Craig the other day, who's loyal to Courtside Fire. If LeBron loses this series, that's 2-6.
There's this part of me, Vince, that almost wants that to happen just so the Jordan comparisons stop. I just want to enjoy watching this guy play. Like, because if he loses this one, that's over. Like, it's fine. And I'm happy with that. I already feel like it's over, but
yeah,
I just want him to stop. I just want him to stop. I don't want to talk about it. Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, they should stop because Jordan's 6-0. But anyway, another conversation for another day. But can you honestly see LeBron losing another final series?
He's playing pretty well right now.
2-5.
He's playing pretty well right now. You know he's going to go into this motivated. I mean, this one's for Cleveland pretty much, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why he's come home.
This is the whole point, right? This is the whole point. He could have stayed in Miami, but this is the whole point. Hometown boy, you know, comes good.
Wow. Well,
does he get the fairy tale ending? Does he get the fairy tale ending, though? You know, life's not the movies. Doesn't always pan out that way, kiddies. Just ask Charles Barkley. Just ask, you know, plenty of those superstars who never got it. Malone, Stockton, you know, the list goes on, but
there's a lot of bandwagoners that would be hoping that happens, but I don't know, man. I guess, it's just too hard to pick.
Hey, if Cleveland do win it, though, Kevin Love doesn't get a ring, right?
He gets a ring.
It doesn't count, does it?
Well, like
he can't endorse that on his resume, can he?
In my mind, if I'm playing on that team and I'm injured and don't play in the finals and I get a ring, I feel like...
In the playoffs?
I haven't contributed. That's just me. That's how I would feel.
You know what the strange thing is? It feels like Kevin Love's already gone.
Yeah, I didn't get that same feeling, though.
I just feel like he's already gone. Like, it's already about next season for him.
Although, if they win, he might stay.
I don't see it happening.
Really?
Yeah, I actually really think it's a little bit of an ego with K-Love, and I actually think he wants to be the man.
But he's not that franchise type, though. Someone's got to tell him.
Well, I know that. You know that. The Courtside listeners know that. But Kevin Love? Yeah, I know that. Zing!
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I'm just really interested to see what happens in the Battle of the Boards. For me, I think this could be a real big decider. I mean, look, Mozgov's been great for Cleveland, and his presence around the rim has been noted by many writers throughout the league. Of course, you know, we spoke about Tristan Thompson and how he's blown up, and you know, he'll be looking for a nice little payday after this.
He's getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just wonder how much form those guys are going to stay in. Bogut, what he's going to bring to the table, because let's face it, there's been some games in the playoffs where he's been a little quiet. He has answered them, though, but I don't think they can afford him to have a quiet one, you know. All the marbles are on the line for this one. The X factor with the bigs definitely comes down to Draymond Green. Can he do his damage? Can he stretch the you know, the big guy's out.
The funny thing is, my X factor isn't Draymond Green.
Ooh.
My X factor is actually Harrison Barnes.
Oh, okay, nice.
I think he has to have a hell of a series against this Cavs team. He just has to. I mean, if he can drop the odd 24 points like he did against the Rockets, and in between give him 15, 16, 17, 18, but more importantly, needs to help on the boards because Mozgov, Thompson, they're eating the boards.
LeBron?
There you go, LeBron.
I mean, he's got the toughest task, I think, because, you know, between him and Iggy sharing the duties on LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to be productive and stay out of foul trouble.
I just think, as good a rebounder as what Bogut is, he's going to need help from Barnes. I know Grant, look, we know Draymond's going to work his ass off, and so is Bogut, but that's where Barnes has to step in, and even David Lee. But David Lee, for some reason, isn't getting the minutes.
I think he's not quite right since he did his hip.
Yeah, you're probably right there. But
since that Denver series and he went down, I just think, I mean, he elected not to have surgery on that and came back, but I just don't think I don't think his career will ever be, you know, the double-double machine he once was.
No.
Which is sad, but it is what it is.
Oh, look, he's in the finals. If he gets a ring, it's all good. You know, he's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
But I'm really worried about the rebounding situation with the Warriors.
I mean, look, the three-point game could blow this wide open for Golden State. The thing we need to remember is that Cleveland aren't afraid to fill it up from out behind the line either. But I just sort of feel like with Draymond Green, I mean, he's the one who sets... When their sets come down, Draymond Green's the one setting the screen for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Majority of the time, you know, if he's hitting from outside, if Draymond's popping out and popping off that screen and hitting shots, it's going to drag the bigs out. And if they don't come out to him, they'll pay the price.
No, you're right, Draymond. Look, like I said, Draymond, he'll play his role to perfection. It's the rebounding that worries me the most. On the Cavs side, my X factor is I've got two of them, and it's Shumpert and Smith.
Yeah, I got Shumpert down.
Smith has to shoot well. I mean, you saw what he could do against the Hawks. I think Smith is either going to have a really good series or a really shit. I think there's any in between for some reason. I just get that feeling.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it doesn't, like the whole occasion doesn't overwhelm him. Delly, you know what Delly's going to give you. But yeah, they're my two X factors. And all Mozgov and Thompson have to do is just worrying about, just keep on what you've been doing.
I mean, it's kind of that thing, you know, Thompson, you know, for Golden State's sake, I hope he's healthy because he needs to be on his game because Cleveland have a lot to throw at Stephen Curry. And as good as Curry is, you know, it's a 7-game series. It's long. He's going to take some beatdowns because, all right, you know they're going to start off with Irving guarding him. Then they're going to sit Delly on him. He's going to probably try and body him up. Then they're going to throw Shumpert at him. He's not a bad defender at all. And then if that all fails, you know, LeBron will probably put his hand up. I'm not saying that any one of those four guys will be successful in guarding Curry. All I'm saying is that's a lot of fresh bodies to throw at him and a lot of different options.
I agree with everything you said. Thankfully, Curry's got a massive engine. Just can go or run all day. But that's where, you know, if they're going to throw multiple guys at him, that's where the Warriors have to look after him and really set those hard screens. And, you know, if you're going to hassle him, you're going to cop a hard screen from Draymond or Bogut or Barnes.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pick. Oh.
Well, don't make your pick yet.
No, I'm not.
Still got a little bit to talk about.
I'm trying to... All the things we've spoken about, I'm still trying to decide.
Being on the other side, being down under, all the build-up talk over here has been the Aussie factor in this. You know, Team Delly versus Team Bogut. We should just extinguish the nonsense going on about Matthew Dellavedova, right?
Yeah,
about him being a dirty player. I mean, I know I made a comment on Facebook in Zest, which was basically like, you know...
Do you mean in Jest or...?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
You know, what did I say? Taj Gibson, Kyle Korver, and Al Horford. I wonder who Delly's going to undercut next. You know, it wasn't a joke. I don't think Delly is a dirty player by any standards. In fact, I think in the heat of the moment, Hawks players said some things about Delly that probably stirred a lot of things up. But end of the day, they would love a guy like Delly on their team. because he's a guy who's just not going to give up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the Australian way, really. We fight to the end even when the odds are against us. And that's you know, that's the beauty about seeing Dele in an NBA uniform. I mean, you know, not drafted, came from nothing, busted his ass, did enough to impress a guy like Mike Brown, earns the respect of his teams. I mean, isn't that really the dream? Now he's on the big stage in the NBA Finals. That's a pretty cool thing.
He plays hard. If he sees the ball, he's going for it. He doesn't care who's in his way. And he doesn't... When he does that, he's not trying. He's not going for the ball and going, if this guy's in my way, I'm going to make sure I hurt him. He's just like, I'm going for the ball. If someone's in... If you get in my way, that's your fault. But I've got eyes for the ball only. Whatever happens, it happens. And unfortunately, some guys have got hurt. Deal with it. He plays harder than most of the guys. That's how he got his contract. It's why David Blatt loves him. It's why LeBron loves him. It's why they all love him in Cleveland. And that's why he'll stick around the league long after LeBron's gone. And
actually, that's why I just found this out today. Andrew Bogut went to bat for him when he was undrafted. He approached Warriors management about bringing him in.
Well, they probably kicked themselves. They didn't bring him in.
But anyway, clear the air.
Bogut's going to stick up for him because obviously he's his mate. They play together on the Australian team.
Yep.
Bogut knows he's not a dirty player.
Yeah.
It's just wits. Aussies, we play hard, we party hard, we shag hard, we dirty hard.
Oi! Well, we won't do a brain fart and we won't do a jersey worthy this week. We'll save that for our next show. But what we will do our series predictions, Vince.
Oh,
it's a best of seven. The marbles are on the line. Golden State versus Cavs. Who have you got?
I don't know. Wow, you bastard. I can't... All right, I'm glad that I'm going to say it's going to go to seven games because I think it's just going to be a hell of a series with Curry and LeBron and Thompson having some... and Irving having some massive games. Only because they've got home court, I'm going to say Warriors in seven.
Wow. You sure?
And, yeah.
You sure?
And look, shut up, you peanut. I'm sure for the minute. I'll probably change it when we do our little reviews. I've changed my mind that much since we've known the two teams that are going to face off. I really have. But I'm going to say, yeah, Warriors in seven.
Wow.
Well, have you got them, smartass?
I've got Golden State in six.
You sure?
Yes. No, I just think, we talked about LeBron and Cleveland, and look, it's if Warriors do end up losing this series, then, you know, kudos to Cleveland because they have had a hell of a ride. But I just feel like Golden State have been doing it all year long. Yes, LeBron and Cleveland have come playoff times, but, yeah, I just feel like Curry's too good. It's hard to say. It's hard to say that Golden State has a better team because LeBron's made this Cleveland team work around him. But I'm going with the MVP. I would actually like to see a regular season MVP win a damn chip for a change.
I just hope Blatt gets LeBron to play point guard the whole time.
Not happening.
Because I just think the offense flows way better when he's running the show.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What team do you think is more scrappy, Golden State or Cleveland?
That is a very, very good question. I'm surprised by you.
This was one of my deciding factors, and I really, this is probably my biggest thing. I couldn't decide which was the scrappier team, like which one was the one who's going to get after it more.
I don't think you can say which one's going to get up for it more. If you're talking scrappy, are you talking about guys who are going to dive on the floor and scratch?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to say the Cavs.
Wow, okay. Man, it's going to be a great series either way this goes, but there you go, guys. Two votes for Golden State.
And please go on the page and tell us who you got.
Tell us we're wrong. Tell us we're right. Yeah. Tell us something we don't know. We want to hear from you guys. And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Madness on the website www.crtsde, where you'll find links to the show, The Courtside Podcast, available on iTunes and Podomatic. All the links are up on the website, though. Through the week, though, we're regularly on the Facebook page, all caps courtside. That's capital courtside. I always wonder if maybe people are getting it wrong. Like, they're actually typing all caps courtside.
They better not be.
That's retarded. Oh. Of course, we're available on Twitter, at CITSDE. Vince.
I am at VINROK44. It's not my age, but my jersey number.
And I am available on Instagram, at CITSDE also.
And I am not.
You really should be. There's a lot of stuff on there you'd like, I reckon.
No, I just go on Cunningham's at lunchtime and check out Lana from WWE.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of wrestling stuff on there, man. A lot of
Cunningham shows me all the sexy hot chicks on there, and I just look at that, and then I don't need Instagram. It's a waste of time. I can honestly say you'll never, ever see me on Instagram.
I'm just going to make you a fake account.
No, I don't.
And just post random shit.
So I'll have to bash it.
What are you, year 7? I'll bash you.
Oh, I just like to bash you, that's all.
We'll let the bashings continue, guys. We'll catch you all on our next show. Here it comes. Here it comes. Watch out!